On the phone, we have James. Tom? Lori? Laura? Is that it?
And Randy.
And Randy?
And Randy.
Okay, so the four of you, okay, and around the room, Deborah?
Dave Metzen, Joseph Blau.
Gloria Myrie.
Chaz McElroy.
Bill Donahue.
Greg Fox.
Diana Burleson.
Tana Wallace.
Sherry Pugh.
Sally Olson.
Angie Behrens.
Greg Hippinger.
Okay, I'm gonna call the meeting to order. Oh, I have an agenda, don't I? We need to approve the minutes of the March 15th meeting. Do anyone have any questions or comments? Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
We have to do roll call.
We'll do roll call since there are people on the phone.
Chair Olson.
Yes.
Joe Boyle.
Yes.
Diana Burleson.
Yes.
Bill Donahue.
Yes.
Greg Fox.
Yes.
Patty Hannon. James Joy.
Yes.
Charles McElroy.
Yes.
Dave Metzen.
Yes.
Gloria Myrie.
Yes.
Sherry Pugh.
Yes.
Tom Stinson.
Yes.
Randy Twistle.
Yeah.
Ken Wilmes.
Yes.
Laura Whitty.
Yes.
14 yes.
Motion is approved. Now we will review the report. The report and the transmittal letter have been circulated to everyone. According to staff, people have commented, made changes, asked questions, etc. So I'm now opening the floor to whatever discussion we would like to have on it. I have one point on the report. Sorry, I should have marked it better. There is an area that deals with pretty, and what page is it?
Page six.
Page six, sorry. And I just wasn't sure if this is clear. It says, many council members have indicated they would support an increase in salary to reflect the elimination of per diem. It wasn't very clear to me. And I believe the last report said, indicated they would support an increase in salary with the elimination of per diem. So I just, that was my one thing. Some of it was sort of consistency in the last report, and some of it was just like to reflect the elimination of per diem. Didn't communicate to me well.
I think the way you described it is.
Huh?
I think I'm the one that actually suggested that. And okay. Deborah, I'm comfortable with the way you just described it the second way.
Okay, yeah, like I said, and as I said to Greg earlier, I said, maybe I'm just not, but I wasn't sure if it was clear. But anyway, I'm opening, as I said, the floor to all questions and comments. Joe.
Madam Chair, the sentence on page 3 of the transmittal has a statement, a minority report is included, reflected that, and I'm obviously the person who wrote the minority report. I realize it's a, pardon?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And it says, the author of the minority report was clear that he separately supported the salary determination. I would respectfully request that sentence be in some place on the per diem, maybe the last sentence, wherever. Because I do want to vote for the report, but I do want it clear that I disagree on that specific issue. And it's not referenced at all in the report. Therefore, if I vote for the report, then people may think that I take that position. Is that?
It's on the last page. Your report is open.
It's on the last page. Conclusion. Well, thank you. Well, I should hire you, but you already got a better job. All right, thank you. Shut up.
And a better boss.
Ooh.
That's
international
right.
Fall.
Now, kinder. Thank you. Very good.
Okay, so you're comfortable, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. Other questions and comments?
This is Randy Twistle, and I'm just looking at the report, and under the process section, I just would like one word stricken. It states here that.
Could you tell us what page, please? Page two, thank you.
Okay, it just says the council was quickly organized by electing Ms. Deborah Olson. I don't like the word quickly, it could be interpreted as hastily. I'd prefer if it just said the council was organized by electing Ms. Deborah Olson.
Any comments or questions or objections to that?
Okay, by me.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it seems like you got a consensus there, Randy.
Thank you, Deb.
Other comments and questions?
I have a question about Joe's dissent. I take it that the Attorney General's office has advised us that what we're doing is not outside of our purview.
Why don't you ask?
Correct. I think it's fairly, the statute and constitution require consideration of other forms of compensation and a description of the rationale. So certainly to the extent it's affecting some council members' decision-making on the salary,
okay.
I think it's fairly.
And so we don't have to worry that later somebody will say what we did was illegal, because we can say we were advised by the Attorney General's office that what we were doing was within the bounds of our charge.
Correct.
Okay, good.
Could I just respond in my humble fashion? The reason nobody could ever question this is because it's not authorized, and since it has no effect, the criticism of the legislature without a solution is beyond our scope, so nobody could do anything. I was analyzing that yesterday. Nothing I can do or anybody could do, or even criticize the fact that you're criticizing beyond the pale. It's like everybody should vote that I should lose weight. I agree with that, but the fact is that's beyond the pale of this committee. But anyway, I disagree with the Attorney General, but I do that occasionally.
Should we reflect the Attorney General's advice in the report so it's clear that?
Well, it would be in the minutes that the question was asked and that the Attorney General's comments.
That's fine.
I'd love to see Ellison take this on.
Well, we have Ellison.
I shouldn't say that. I don't think he'd appreciate me saying that.
You turned it off. Are there any, are there some other comments and questions or? Wow, we did a really good job with circulating it in advance and everybody having a chance to read it and think through it. And
I have a question. In the legislative budget, the Republicans put forward, did they fund the salary increases from 2 years ago?
They did not.
So they continue to not fund these salary increases that we're proposing. So what we've done is create an unfunded mandate?
I would say that the council followed the Constitution and determined salaries, and the House and Senate chose not to increase the appropriations to the House and Senate budgets, and they paid those increased salaries out of their budgets, the appropriations that they had.
Thank you.
For those on the phone, I will ask everyone in the room to identify yourself, and that was Diana. Good point made to me. So to that question, we did in the report add that in the discussion that in the forecasts and in the previous ones that it was not reflected. So is there anything stronger that you would like to say about that in that particular section? Because that was something that I thought should be included and asked for it.
This is Diane Burleson. I'm not fully versed on budget of the House and the Senate. I'll tell you that right now. But it seems pretty unusual that they have enough fluff in their budget to absorb about $3 million in salary costs over the last 4 years, including this, it would be 4 years. If they're using reserves, I can tell you reserves are one time and done. They're your savings account. When you implement salaries against reserves, you're digging yourself kind of a deep hole. So it concerns me that we continue to ramp up the salaries of the representatives and they have no interest in including it in the budget, especially times when there's a surplus. If you're gonna do it, now's the time to do it, because when the surplus goes away and there's a deficit, they don't lay off legislators, ever, but they lay off staff when the bad times hit. And my fear is that's what we're gonna end up having them do.
Chair.
No, I was just look, I was trying to find the section that addressed that.
Page five.
Page five, thank you.
Yep.
And as I said, I mean, Diana, do you have some language that you feel should be added to kind of strengthen the message of the fact that it is an unfunded increase?
I'm not sure what we would add. That's the issue.
Okay. It's the last bullet point in that first section of five, where all it says regarding this was, the cost of the legislature for implementing the 2017 salary council salary determination are not yet reflected in the 2020 to 2021 biennial budget or in the budget forecast. Does any?
I agree with what you say, but the reality is that we are a constitutional committee chosen by the voters. The legislature does not have a right to not compensate it, which is the reason it never got litigated, because they would have lost. So our, you know, the only thing you could add if you wanted to is that the authority of the committee is based upon the Constitution, and based upon the Constitution, this compensation must be paid, and the legislature does have an obligation to put it in its budget, because they do. But if they don't want to, that's not our problem.
And that's exactly why I said I don't know what other language would be included. I'm not sure how we could make a stronger point. That's the issue.
I think some people would think. As a matter of fact, I've seen it on TV. One of these anti-salary increase council city or legislators say, you know, that we didn't support it, and you know, since they know that they can't even affect it, it's just. So if we want to say that the council has the constitutional requirement to set the salary, and the legislature should adjust the budgets in accordance with the Constitution, that is true.
Greg?
I have a question about the legislative budget in general that might be relevant to this. Does the legislature approve a budget and line item that so that we know every piece, or do they have a legislative budget and how they squeeze things in is completely up to them, which would mean theoretically, not absolute, probably not truthfully, but theoretically, they could have paid for this with their appropriation and some other part of the legislative house was paid for with extra funds, balances of some sort.
Mr. Greg Hippinger, the House and Senate Rules Committees each adopt line item budgets, and they separate the amounts paid to salaries and compensation for members versus compensation for staff. For the current biennium, since the council determined the increase in salary to $45,000, both the House and the Senate have been relying on their reserves, at least in part, to fund their budgets.
Thank you.
This is Dave Metz. Would it make sense to put a bullet, a little like per diem? There's nothing we can do about it except put it out there. What if we had a bullet point there? We strongly recommend that this be included in the budget even this year, and not to be probably going too far to say not to use reserves, but it's no different. They don't have to do it, no different than the per diem, but I do think that other people have picked up on some of these suggestions, and I do think we have an obligation to the public, going back to a lot of Gloria's points, and I know where you're at with this budget. We're supposed to be transparent. They should be transparent. Put it in the budget.
Well, and I like the idea of the, you know, Joe said something about the legislature is obligated to do this. You know, since we were constitutionally required to set the salaries, they are obligated to take them. And as we know, last time there was the we're not going to, and then of course they did. So I certainly like adding some language, and both of these, I think, are good suggestions. Greg?
I think that's probably a really good idea, because here's here's something that we wouldn't enjoy. This year, let's say they can cover it with balances again, and it builds up a total. Next year, they can do it again, cover balances. Then one year they can't, and all of a sudden they say, we have to cut $6 million worth of legislative staff because this commission gave us raises we didn't want. I mean, I think at some point that's potential risk.
I think it takes just two sentences. You should just say that the Constitution section, whatever it is, requires the council to establish the salary, which they have done. As a result, the legislature, out of good accounting principles, should reflect those salary increases once they're established in accordance with the Constitution. And nobody can really argue with that. And
it should be reflected in the budget.
It should be reflected in the budget. Good accounting principles are that it should be reflected in the budget at once it has been established by the constitutional provision. I think you can clean up the words here and there, but I think that would make sense. And then also, if somebody wants to defend our position, they can just say, well, we covered it. Our responsibility is to the people, to the Constitution, and they should be reflecting it. Go ahead.
Gloria?
This is Gloria. I agree with what Joel said. I would just perhaps strengthen the language, and rather than say should, either say is compelled or obligated.
I like the obligated.
But just that was the only tweak I would make to that.
And this is Diana Burleson, generally accounted accepting principles. Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
That's the real language. Yeah.
Is that true though? I mean, does GAAP require the?
They don't require it, but there are principles of accounting.
Principles of GAAP.
I mean, if I were doing my business budget,
you would reflect.
I gave everybody raises. My next year's budget for salaries would have those actual numbers. It wouldn't say, oh no, I don't want anyone to know I gave Bill 10%, so I'm just not going to reflect it.
But does GAAP require it?
Yeah.
That's the question. I don't know.
Well, no, generally acceptable practices.
It doesn't
say you're holding a gun to somebody's head. It's just saying that that's the way people do things who do them well.
Dave Metzen, Greg, do you have enough here that we can make a motion? Obviously, we don't have a follow-up meeting, so.
I don't think we need a motion. We're going to approve the whole report, and we didn't have a motion for every comment and question and addition to it.
This is an additional item that hasn't been on the table.
An additional two or three cents.
You guys want to have a, we could suggest some language and at least a concept of it and then clean it up after. But
right, but my point only was I didn't know that we needed a motion for any specific section. We've been working on this through everyone back and forth with the staff. So, and we have to approve the final report.
Yep.
So I'm not sure a motion is necessary, was my point.
I couldn't see a downside to having a motion.
That's fine.
This is something that nobody else has seen.
That's fine.
Other stuff has been out there and people have made comments.
And should this be another bullet point under five? Or should it just be added to that? Because, I mean, this is a follow-up to what I read earlier, which is the cost of the legislature implementing salary. So it is really part of the rationale.
I would take finally the cost of the legislative implementing the salary, start that as a bullet, and add the additional language.
Where are you talking about this?
I was asking where we want this.
Page five is where we started on the last bullet point in that first section.
Well, I move that we state that the constitutional amendment, whatever the number is, required the council to establish salaries, prudent and best accounting principles required that those salaries, once established, should be in the budgets in accordance with the mandate of the Constitution.
Should we say appropriation rather than budget?
Yes. Yes.
You said budget. That's
should be the appropriation.
I'll go along with that.
I second Joe just said.
Staff, do you have?
Yes.
Clarity. Okay.
I say that words to the effect, just because.
Yeah. Give them the opportunity to make it pretty.
Yeah.
All right, there's a motion on the floor and it's been seconded. Is there further comment, question, conversation about it? Gloria, do you want it reread?
No, I'm talking.
Thank you.
All right, then shall we have a roll call?
Chair Olson?
Yes.
Joe Boyle?
Yes.
Diana Burleson?
Yes.
Bill Donahue?
Yes.
Greg Fox?
Yes.
Patty Hannon? James Joy?
Yes.
Charles McElroy?
Yes.
Dave Metzen?
Yes.
Gloria Myrie?
Yes.
Sherry Pugh?
Yes.
Tom Stinson?
Yes.
Randy Twistle?
Yes.
Marcia Vandenberg? Ken Wilmes?
Yes.
Laura Witte?
Yes.
14, yes.
All right, other comments and questions on the report? Transmittal letters. Would someone like to make a motion to approve the report?
Madam Chair, Greg Hubinger. So Marcia Vandenberg wanted to participate in the vote. She's in a meeting. She would like to, if we could combine or have one motion for both, and then she'll call in and vote.
Okay.
When the council is ready.
Okay.
The only thing, if somebody objects, then that's a non-debatable motion, but I obviously am not.
Yeah. Does anyone here have any problem with us having a motion that would combine approving both the transmittal letter and the report? Okay, we have one member, as they just indicated, Marcia, who could not be here but did want to participate in the vote, so they are trying to reach her. So do I have a motion to approve the transmittal letter and the report with the one addition?
So moved.
Second.
The motion, second. We will wait a moment to see if they reach Marcia, and then we will take the roll call vote. I want to thank everyone for, Greg said that everyone was very good at responding and getting. Marcia, thank you. This is Deborah. We have a motion on the table made by Dave Metzen and seconded by Bill Donahue to approve the report and the transmittal letter. There was one addition to the report, which basically just indicated that we wanted the legislature to understand their obligation to appropriate funds for their salaries that we established by our constitutional mandate. That was the only substantial difference.
Okay, thank you for that update.
All right, and now I will have Sally take the roll.
Chair Olson?
Yes.
Joe Boyle?
Yes.
Diana Burleson?
Yes.
Bill Donahue?
Yes.
Greg Fox?
Yes.
Patty Hannon? James Joy?
Yes.
Charles McElroy?
Yes.
Dave Metzen?
Yes.
Gloria Myrie?
Yes.
Sherry Pugh?
Yes.
Tom Stinson?
Yes.
Randy Twistle?
Yes.
Marcia Vandenberg?
Yes.
Ken Wilmes?
Yes.
Laura Witte?
Yes.
15 yes, one absent.
Passed 15, one absent. I was just thanking everyone. Staff told me that as they circulated this, everyone was really great about reading it, responding, making comments, and I appreciate the fact that with as little time as we had to work this year, that I think everybody was great about participating and getting this report done in as efficient a manner as I can imagine. And thanks to the staff especially, because they did all the heavy lifting. Go ahead.
First, I'd like to thank Chair Olson, but I'd like to make a motion that we send to the leadership, both House and Senate, telling them how great our staff has been and the work that they did behind the scenes. I think they should have to know that. Part of that motion, too, would be to thank the people that testified, how much they helped us in making our decisions. So that's my motion to send to the leadership that we really appreciated the work that was done by their staff members.
Second.
Bill Donahue. All right. We'll take any comments or questions? Roll call.
Chair Olson.
Yes.
Joe Boyle.
Yes.
Diana Burleson.
Yes.
Bill Donahue.
Yes.
Greg Fox.
Yes.
Patty Hannon. James Joy.
Yes.
Charles McElroy.
Yes.
Dave Metzen.
Yes.
Gloria Myrie.
Yes.
Sherry Pugh.
Yes.
Tom Stinson.
Yes.
Randy Twistle.
Yes.
Marcia Vandenberg.
Yes.
Ken Wilmes.
Yes.
Laura Whitty.
Yes.
15 yes.
Madam Chair, Greg Hippinger, could we have asked for one more motion to authorize the chair to make technical corrections to the report and letter and to approve final minutes of this meeting, since you won't be around to meet again to approve them?
I move.
Second.
All right, there's one more motion on the table. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Take a roll.
Chair Olson.
Yes.
Joe Boyle.
Yes.
Diana Burleson.
Yes.
Bill Donahue.
Yes.
Greg Fox.
Yes.
James Joy.
Yes.
Charles McElroy.
Yes.
David Metzen.
Yes.
Gloria Myrie.
Yes.
Sherry Pugh.
Yes.
Tom Stinson.
Yes.
Randy Twistle.
Yes.
Marcia Vandenberg.
Yes.
Ken Wilmes.
Yes.
Laura Whitty.
Yes.
15. Yes.
Does anyone else have anything?
Madam Chair.
It says next steps on our agenda.
The lunch order from Subway should be here in about 15 minutes.
I assume some staff got lunch, a late lunch that day. Obviously, this concludes our business for this particular session. Some of you were just appointed for a new four-year term, so we'll definitely be around for 2 years. Some of us will wait and see whether we are. The ones who originally served 4 years, again, I would like to thank everyone. It's always a pleasure working with you guys. I think this council has done an amazing job in these 2 years that we've done this, 2 years ago and this year, and I thank everybody for their participation, and I think it's a wonderful group, and I think we've done our job very, very well. So I have a motion.
I think it's a good example of how they get things done and kind of takes the pressure off the legislature and head of the Senate was in the morning paper saying he hadn't paid any attention to it. And I think it really speaks well to how to get things done in a very political environment today. And I think our whole goal is to make sure we have the best possible people at the legislature. And this is a neat group to work with.
Any other comments? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion. This is Randy.
Yes.
Motion.
Oh, thank you.
Second.
All right.
Second.
Do we have to take a roll call on that? No, I don't think we have to take a roll call on that. So, again, thank you, everyone. Look forward to working with you again if I'm still around. Go adjourn.